Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, joining us right now, one of the great guides from the state of South Dakota, Ryan Sauter. Ryan, happy new year to you. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. We were just talking before the break. Thank you. Hunting pheasants in South Dakota has been challenging. The good news is duck hunting very good again with the amount of water, but you had to wait a while for harvest for pheasants. Give us an update of what it's been like and then work your way into it, because some would suggest that this is the best time of the year to hunt pheasants.
We were like you said, the crops came out late this year. The farmers had a tough go because we were so wet. But now after the crops are starting to come out, we started seeing a lot of birds. And pheasant hunting got pretty good there. And, well, this last weekend here, last couple days, we got blasted with a snowstorm. So it's going to be challenging here this last weekend. This upcoming weekend's our last weekend for the season. So we're going to go out and battle through it and see what we can come up with. But there's a lot of birds around.
Gary?
Yeah, you got hit by that snowstorm that everybody's been talking about the last three, 4 days. Is that the one that really created some problems?
Yep. I'm west of Brookings here, about 40 miles, and by DeSmit, South Dakota. And they said, the news said we had about 10 inches here, but then we had, I don't know, 30 to 40 mile an hour northwest winds and blew it all over the place. So,
wow.
The only thing we got lucky with this time is we didn't have any snow to speak of, hardly, you know, maybe an inch or two on the ground. So the ditches were still able to hold a lot of snow, and, you know, the cattails are holding them up, and the northwest edges of the cattails are going to be the toughest part getting through on the pheasant hunt this weekend.
But does that congregate them all real quickly? I mean, does that at least limit the number of places they can be and allow you to find some rather big flocks?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. They're going to be in them heavy cattail sloughs. Hopefully we can find some with like those red thicket patches around the edges. Anywhere where there's extra cover. This storm was pretty nasty for the first one of the year.
Is the storm, is the snow held in place then, or is it just blowing around, or it's kind of tough to navigate that when you know, spots that would be your hot spots might be pretty deep in snow and other areas might be open, so.
Yeah, for sure. That's, it's going to be tough. You know, you always try to have some guys walk in and you have some blockers, but from where the walkers end and to where the blockers can get to this year on the northwest edge of them sloughs is going to be, there could be quite a distance between them, and, you know, the pheasants will find a way out if they can.
So, do you tend to get folks that have planned for the late season hunt, or folks that say, look, I've got to go, I got to get out there one more last try, weather is whatever it is?
Yep. We get both. I had some guys that just wanted to come out last weekend, but this next weekend here is kind of we call it the friends and family, the Cox and Coyote hunt, I guess. And everybody puts it on their calendar for every year. So no matter what, we're out there. And it's a fun hunt. We see a lot of birds, and we have a lot of fun.
Do you see an occasional coyote this time of year?
Oh, for sure. Yep. I think last year we were right about a 3-day hunt. We shot about 170 roosters.
Whoa. And
three or four coyotes last year. So,
and that's while you're hunting roosters, you weren't hunting coyotes.
Yeah. Yep. Usually somebody might, a blocker or something like that, will have a rifle, but we get most of them with the shotgun. You know, we hunt, I think we'd be 30 guys because they took the limit off last year for us. They used to be, we could only hunt in groups of 20.
Really?
So, yeah, and last year they went to unlimited. And
just for the last week or all anytime?
The whole season. Yep. Okay. Anytime now.
How has that worked out? Has it been good, or what's your take on that?
You know, I haven't heard of any, like, more accidents per se. So I guess I don't know. You start getting a lot of people. Like, we do it every year, so I think everybody, you know, some guys miss a year or whatever, but everybody's pretty comfortable with what's going on. And actually, my buddy and I are kind of the ringleaders, so we give everybody the lowdown when we start. You know, no shooting low, make sure the bird's up.
Yeah.
All the basics to a successful and safe pheasant hunt.
How many acre field do you put out a battalion like that, I guess?
You know, some spots, there may be a 2-3 acre slough, but we put a game plan together, you know, half mile out, and everybody surrounds it, and then we'll send a couple guys in with dogs and try to flush them and just, you know, you're just shooting them as they're coming out. So, but then sometimes we might hunt a 50-acre slough, and we put a big push on, and we got guys, you know, wrapped around the end for blockers, and I don't know, sometimes it seems like you might think you got too many, but them birds will...
That's right, or they'll get high and all. It just, but out of here, unless you've got it, right, or they'll get high and all. But you know what, Ryan, I've always thought that's half the fun, is watching those flushes and watching them get out. Even if they're outside the range where anybody can shoot them, it's just so much fun to see birds exploding.
Oh, for sure, yep. And I know last year we had one spot... one of my buddies was in the hot spot, and, well, he didn't really shoot too hot, I guess. But we ended up coming out of one of the bigger sloughs with 48 roosters.
Wow.
So it was, if we shot 48, I know we missed twice that many.
Wow.
So are they, at this time of the year, with this amount of snow, are they still wanting to run a bit?
Yeah, they'll try to run. I mean, they'll try to double, but they'll double back on us. And, I mean, we're running 30 guys with, I don't know, 20 dogs. And they'll still find a way out. I mean, those birds are smart.
Yeah.
You know, and the season, you know, obviously they've been hunted hard all season. So they figure it out and they know what they need to do. And it makes it fun.
Well, now what's the, when you get these, what's fun about these snowstorms is every once in a while you stumble upon things that we don't see in Minnesota. And that is a huge flock feeding, et cetera. What's the most birds you've ever seen at one time? A visual, you know, where you're driving along the road and you come across them.
I don't know. It's hard to put numbers on them sometimes. I mean, hundreds.
Hundreds at one spot where you can just sit and watch them, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're kind of out of the glory days of the pheasants, you know, back in, what, 2008?
At least for
2010,
now.
I mean, there was nothing to go into a slough and see 200-300 bird flushes at a crack, you know. And now, you know, I mean, we still see them, but we work harder for them, and, you know, we got the spots figured out where they're going to be and whatnot. So then, most of the sloughs had that.
If you see a flock, just say 50 to 75 birds sitting out in a field or off a fence line or something like that, and you see, you know they're there, and you can't walk in and just hunt them, they're all going to get up. Strategically, what do you do next when you know there's – do you try to force them to an area? What do you do?
Yeah, you just kind of got to figure out the which heavy cover they're going to this time of year. And, you know, usually they're only going to be out in the field maybe right away in the morning before shooting time. And then sometime right before the end of the day, I guess. And if you go out there, I think a lot of times, like those birds, if you see them out in the field, they'll fly to the cover. They know where they're safe or think they're safe. And, you know, then we'll put a game plan together and surround it and do what we need to get it done.
So how many different, when you have a big group, is that your upcoming hunt with about 30?
Yeah, this next one here. We're starting Thursday this year. We got a small group on Thursday coming in. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the big days.
Do you split up the group a little bit based on what you're hunting or what?
Nope, we all go to the same spot every time.
That's the tradition, so, huh?
Yeah. And then Friday night we have a potluck, and then Saturday night we cook prime rib at my house. So
oh,
it's
wow.
A pretty good time, yeah.
So you look forward to this every year, huh?
Yeah, this is the one hunt that, you know, everybody kind of, we talk about it all year, and we got a group text message going on, and everybody's picking on each other. You know, the one, it's just a buddy hunt, and it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Very interesting. It must be a caravan when you go out there.
You might even get a couple from back home in that Sibley County area.
Yeah, yep, we do. We got we actually have a group that comes out from Sleepy Eye.
Yep.
So Sleepy Eye Springfield.
Sure.
And, yeah, get a couple from back home, and yeah, it's a good time.
Now, do you transition to ice fishing much after that, Ryan?
Yeah, we do. We sure do. We've been out a few times here. Actually, we had a pretty good bite right on our back door here, and had the boys out ice fishing already this year. But yeah, as soon as the season, the pheasant season's over here on Sunday the 5th, and then we'll transition right into ice fishing.
Start catching those perch.
Yeah, we did. We had some really good days. I think two of the days we had 105.
Whoa. So
they were in 3 hours of fishing. So it was pretty much one of those that you hope would happen every time out, but they don't.
How much so then you're going to start transition? Have you been out much already with the ice fishing, or are you just kind of getting that going now?
Yeah, we're just slowly getting that going here, but I have guys that help me guide and stuff for the ice fishing, so they've been out. I've had guys out today. They kind of handle all the legwork right now until I get done with the pheasant season, and then I'll start going pretty hard into the ice fishing.
So is the depth of the ice then is conducive to getting out there now for sure?
It's 10 inches right now. It's borderline, you know. You still gotta be cautious of where you're going, kind of know what you're doing, I guess. Always check, obviously, with that, because it's 10 inches the majority of the places. It's the places that are under the snow drifts that are four that'll get you.
Hey, Ryan, appreciate it. Give us your website.
Hey, it's backroadsbait.com, and all my information's on there. Just give me a call if you're looking to book a trip.
Backroadsbait.com. Say hi to the boys this weekend.
Sounds great.
Sounds like a great trip.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
All right, thank you.
I've hunted out with Ryan before, and we've had some pretty good hunts.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I don't know how you could.
Pretty good duck and pheasant hunts out there, and he knows what he's doing. He's one of those boys from Sibley County we sent out to Dakota to go to college, and they never came back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.